Now look, let me just make myself very clear. In order for you to have proper charity, you have to have proper hate.
Amen.
There's no way around that. Because someone will pull something even out of this sermon and say, oh, how can you say you have charity? You rejoice at the fact that, you know, the shooting in Orlando. Heck yeah, I rejoiced at that. Because I hate those people. Because God hates them. So in order for me to have a proper love for the things of God, I have to have the proper hatred.
Amen.
You know, someone who just has all love but no hatred, you know what they have? They have a little bit of love, but the rest of it is just flattery is what it is.
Yep.
You get what I'm just said? You know, they got to flatter people who they don't like.
Right.
You know, or they got to flatter people who they naturally should hate.
Right.
They have to flatter them. No, why don't we have the proper balance and just say, hey, yeah, I love the things of God. I love the Lord. I love the lost. I love my family, my children. I love the people in our church, but I hate those who hate the Lord.
Amen.
Ye that love the Lord hate evil.
Yes.
You can't have one without the other. In order for you to have a complete, mature, proper biblical love, you have to have a proper hatred.
Amen.
You see, people misconstrue hatred. You think when they say, you know, I'm hateful and all these things, it's just I'm just like I'm so angry, you know? You're watching too much Hollywood movies.
Yeah.
You know, you're watching too many movies and you're just been brainwashed by Gandhi and by this yoga Christianity, you know, this stupidity out there. You know, I honestly believe, and I've seen it in my personal life, the most hateful people are the most nicest, joyful people. Hatred is an emotion. Okay, hatred means I despise something. Something is abominable to me, and I despise it. Now look, vengeance belongeth unto the Lord, right? He will repay.
Amen.
We should not try to recompense ourselves. We understand that. But look, just the mere fact that hell exists shows that God hates.
Amen.
So as much as you want to believe in love, right, that gives everlasting life, then you must believe in hate that gives eternal damnation.
Right.
You can't have one without the other. Okay?